This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Greetings all. Do you have an interest in birds generally or like to view them on show? Today we have a treat for you. Ron Pratt is here from the Manawatu Poultry and Pigeon Club to tell you about one opportunity. So welcome, Ron.
Hi.
So what is the Poultry and Pigeon Club?
Well, the club is there to run poultry and pigeon shows and promote breeding of pure breeds of poultry and pigeons.
All right. So, and who's it for? People, obviously, who must be interested in the first place, but can anybody decide to take it up? Or
anybody can take it up, but the breeders, there's a lot of breeders throughout New Zealand. But any person can get involved quite easily.
All right. So, and you have regular meetings?
We have meetings once a month.
So when and where are they?
Well, they're on the last Thursday of the month.
Last Thursday of each month?
At my house.
Yes, which is?
It's 1 Orua Road, O-R-O-U-A, Road, Palmerston North.
Okay, and can they contact you to ask about it?
They can talk to me on 3571268.
3571268?
Yeah.
Right, and you'll get Ron, who will be able to tell you about the meetings on the last Thursday of each month for the Manawatu Poultry and Pigeon Club. Right, and so what happens at the – sorry.
Sorry, most meetings are – most people come to the meetings are committee members.
All right.
But other public can come and we talk about how we're going to run the show each year and talk about poultry and pigeons a little bit.
So I understand that you have a show coming up in June?
Yes, the show's on the 8th and 9th of June.
8th and 9th.
And it's a very big show normally. It's normally the biggest one in New Zealand.
All right. So, and what happens at meetings? Generally, you just discuss the show. So you don't talk about how your birds are?
Oh, we do discuss how birds are, our breeding's going and things like that. If people are interested, they can bring a bird or, yeah. But most of it's to do with running the show, which is a big event.
Right.
It's so you a sort lot of organising.
So you'd sort of, do you have a stand down time in July after the if it's the last Thursday, it'll be after the show. So do you still have a meeting then and you sort of what went right and what went wrong and
That sort of thing, a meltdown? Always discuss what happened at the show afterwards.
And what you'll do for the next year.
And how to improve things. We're always trying to do things a little bit better. But our show is regarded as a premier show, so...
So there's not much that needs fine-tuning, but...
I'm always doing something a little bit to change things, make it easier.
Right. Well, hopefully that's what happens then. So basically you can generally go along and find out about the poultry and pigeon, or poultry or pigeons, I guess. You don't have to have both, do you?
No, but no. Most people would start showing birds without going to any meetings. You can still just bring your birds along to the show.
Right.
Enter them.
So is there a membership fee to belong to the club?
Membership fee is $12.
Right. So that's irrespective of whether you're an adult or a child or whatever, because presumably, or maybe I might be assuming something that's incorrect. Do you have children who are members?
Well, the children mainly, their parents are members.
Oh,
so
right.
It's a family thing, the membership.
And is there an affiliation to, like, the New Zealand Poultry and Pigeon?
Yes, we're affiliated to the New Zealand Poultry, Pigeon and Cage Bird Association.
Right. Okay. So further information can be found by ringing you on 3571268.
Yes.
And or going along to a meeting or whatever. And preferably go and have a look at the show and see. But in the meantime, so would somebody listening to the show now in February have enough time to procure a bird to actually show in June?
Yes, you could, but the birds should be around 6 months of age or older.
All right.
Okay. Yes, the breeders are breeding now, and their birds would have hatched 3 months ago mainly, so... Right. The bird has to be up to a certain age, that's all.
So that's one of the rules that you have to have. So if for example, I wanted to take this up, what rules would I have to adhere to?
Well, you just have to keep your birds in good condition and try and have the best, try and get them in nice and quiet for the show, and they have to be up to a certain standard, really.
So where are they kept? Like, generally they're in cages, but are there rules about the cage sizes, et cetera?
Not really. You can keep them in cages or you can let them run free. A lot of people have them running around in the country.
All right.
But you've got to quiet them down a little bit before the show.
Yes, well, I guess you don't want them going off making lots of noise and disturbing other birds, et cetera.
What happens, most people would wash their birds, give them a bath just a day or two before the show, and that quietens them down quite a lot.
All right. So, and do you have to have a registration to actually own these birds?
No. In Palmerston North, you're supposed to have a permit to have poultry or pigeons.
Right.
So, but generally speaking, you don't have to do anything. You can just get a few birds and
so, keep them. Do you have to have these permits if you're out in the country, say if you're out Cote 3 or somewhere like that? So it's only in the city, the urban area, that you have to have a permit?
Yes.
Right, okay. And are these monitored? So does somebody come around to make sure that you've got your birds are properly looked after and caged well and not a nuisance to the neighbours, etc.?
The council will come around and inspect your premises, but they only do it once. And
generally speaking, that would be sort of before you got birds or when you have a bird or birds?
When you've got them is fine, yeah.
Right, okay. So are there any differences in caring for pigeons as apart from poultry?
Pigeons are different to keep than poultry. They have different housing and different food, of course, and they breed differently. So, yeah, they are different.
So if you've got both, you have to have a range of care things. So, and what about their food? Does that... it have to be different? Do they eat different things?
Oh, yes, pigeons eat different food from poultry.
All right. And when we say poultry, we're not talking about the general garden hen, or are they included in, because I've seen some different kinds of poultry that, you know, have extra pieces on their legs and this sort of thing. I don't know what the names are, but I know they're poultry. But
we're talking about pure breeds of fowl and ducks as well, geese.
All right, okay.
But they have to be pure breeds to show them.
All right, yes, so that's one of the rules.
We have a New Zealand standard that has all the standards in it, so...
So you can't just go down to the Esplanade or the square and grab a duck.
No, definitely not. They have to be pure breeds up to a certain standard, really.
So they would have papers to say that?
No papers involved.
No. Right, okay. So what does the care involve? You've obviously got to give them food and drink. So what sort of expense or
Well, the main involved? Expense is the food. You've got to... give them food and drink twice, or water once a day and food twice. But you also, sometimes you have to watch out for parasites on the birds, so you might need to drench them or do something about mites.
And obviously you groom them, as you said, give them a bath or wash them a couple of days before they're showed. Do they get regularly groomed or?
No, generally you only do it just prior to the show. The rest of the time you just make sure they've got proper food and room to run around.
Right, so even the pigeons, I mean, obviously they fly. So they, you know, do you have an aviary kind of situation or are they just in a cage and then you let them out fly around from time to time? Or how does that work?
No, pigeons are kept in a loft generally, which is quite a big building with a number of places for the birds to perch in. The fancy pigeons are kept inside. They don't fly.
Right.
It's only some of them do, but mostly they don't. It's the homing pigeons that they let out and fly, and the racing pigeons.
All right, so and they're different. Racing pigeons don't get shown, or they do?
Well, they do get shown. Not many racing pigeons get shown. They're mainly there to race, so that's a whole different
ball game.
Ball game, yeah.
Kettle of fish, as they
say. They're different people, racing pigeon guys.
Right. Yeah. So, and what sort of food do you have to? Is there special pigeon and poultry food that you have to get? Or
there is. People feed them the poultry scraps, but generally if you want them to lay, you need to have some layers pellets. And or you can give them grain, wheat or maize, but I always give layers pellets once a day.
Right. You said you give them that twice a day, wasn't
no,
it?
No, well, I feed them twice a day, but I give them layers pellets once and wheat.
All right. And the second time. So is that sort of morning and night? Or
morning and night.
Right, yep. Okay. So but like milking cows, I suppose, you've got set time when they know.
No, some people actually feed their birds once a day. If they're busy working, you know, it's hard to feed twice a day. So like, you can do it once.
And it depends. I guess it would depend on how many you had too, because, you know, if you've got half a dozen, it'd take a bit longer than just one.
Well, I've got a couple of hundred, so it does take a while.
Oh, well, yeah. That would. And are they fed individually or is it just a, you know, this is where the feeding box is or whatever, take potluck?
Yeah, they feed out of the same place, each, all of them, really. Although in certain time of the year, you've got breeding pens, so you're feeding individual birds.
And is there a pecking order? So, you know, like obviously if you've got a couple of hundred that you're feeding at the same time, is there a pecking order so that this one knows that has to wait till that one's eaten?
There can be a pecking order at the beginning, but once they've been together for a while, they're fine with each other. They don't worry.
They just know when it is or whatever. Or I'll feed today and you feed tomorrow.
No, they can all eat at the same time.
Oh, right, okay. So you need to have an extensive area sort of thing for them. Well, with your 200, I don't know whether you'd have those.
I haven't got 200 altogether, but in one place, but yeah.
All right, so you mentioned that the Manawatū show, presuming that's what it's called, is it? The Manawatū Poultry and Pigeon
Yes.
Club show. And so presumably that's one showing, which you said this year is on June the 8th and 9th.
Yes.
So how often are they shown?
There's eight shows in the North Island.
Right.
And probably about 10 in the South Island.
Okay.
But most North Islanders show in North Island, sometimes go to the South Island.
So it would be quite a tedious thing to take your birds or whatever to the South Island?
Oh, yes. I think the expense now has stopped a lot of that inter-island travelling.
Right.
We used to get quite a few South Island entries, but now it's hardly any.
And I guess, so that it's possible for you to take them on a plane?
No.
No? Right, okay. So that just leaves you with the ferries then.
That's correct.
And then the ferries aren't always reliable these days, are
No, sometimes they're not.
Right. So how often are they shown? So if you went to all the shows, you'd be going to 18 shows.
Yes. But generally, if you're living in the North Island,
you'd be going to the eight
shows. Well, you don't have to. I mean, some people only go to one or two.
Right. Well, I guess it depends.
Or three or four. It depends how
person's personal circumstances
yes.
and expense, I guess, too.
It's quite a cost because you've got to stay in a motel and travel quite a long distance. There's a show at Whangarei, so that's a long way to go.
Right. And how do the birds travel? Are they quite happy? Because presumably you have to have them in a cage.
Yes, you keep them in carrying boxes. They travel fine. They can travel overnight without any problems.
Right. And what do you do when you get to the other end? Because if you're in a motel, it's not a familiar sort of place for them.
No, when you get to the other end, you go straight to the show venue.
All right.
Put the birds into the show cages.
Oh, okay.
And they get fed and watered there.
So you don't have to do anything with them other than get them there?
No, you just got to put them in the cage, in the correct cages.
So how long a lead-up is there? So if the show's, say, on the 8th, would people be bringing them on the 7th or the 6th? Or?
No, the day before, that's right, the 7th.
Only the day before?
Yes.
All right.
Well, not the whole day. It's only half. It's from midday onwards.
All right. So yes. I suppose that's what you could call set-up time.
Well, set-up time is way before that. It takes... Well, actually, we can set up the whole show in one day, which is Thursday. So it's a day before the birds come in.
That's for you as organisers.
Yes.
But when I mean set up day is for everybody to be ready. So they come from midday the day before, so on the 7th of June.
Yes.
So now, is there an entry fee to actually go and see these birds?
Yes,
generally
the public, we generally only charge $5 for an adult and less for children, but it's a lot of public interest these days. We get quite a crowd in now because a lot of people want to actually buy birds and keep them.
So can they actually buy the birds that are on show?
We sold nearly $7,000 worth of birds last show, so they can buy whatever breeders bring along they don't want. They'll sell it at our show. And
so does that, if it's been shown, do they have a little sign on there, this bird is for sale or something like that? So, or
sometimes there's birds in the show for sale, but mainly they're separate.
Oh, so I see. Just, oh, right. Yeah. So it's an aside thing. So these birds over here are
for
show,
sale. Yeah,
and those birds over there are for sale.
That's correct.
All right. Okay.
But there's large numbers of people line up to get in to buy them.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Large numbers.
But it bodes well for the future of your pigeons.
Oh, yes, there's much more interest now in keeping some poultry in the backyard.
So, and these show poultry, are they just used specifically for shows, or can you generate eggs, et cetera, to eat?
Oh yes, a lot of them are very good layers. Not as good as the commercial layers, but still produce a large number of eggs.
So that's a byproduct of having a show poultry, if you like.
Yes.
And pigeon eggs, are they eaten or not?
Oh, very rarely, I'd say.
Well, I guess they are only small anyway, aren't they?
They
not
are
that
small.
I know much
but some of the bantam eggs are also small, but they're still perfectly fine to eat.
All right, okay.
In fact, they're delicious.
So they're, I haven't had a bantam's egg for years.
But I keep bantams.
All right.
Or miniature fowl.
So do you have a large property where these many birds have heaps of range?
I've got 2 acres.
All right.
But I used to keep them in town quite a lot, but always in cages or big cages, so they have plenty of room.
Right. So breeds. Okay, so you've already mentioned that the breeders, are they licensed breeders?
No.
No, so they're just breeders. Okay, so you can go and get them. So you can buy birds from the show. Or is there a list somewhere of the breeders if you're not actually at the show, if you're thinking about going beforehand or afterwards or
well,
whatever?
Well, there's not really a list at this point. There should be, but we have a catalogue at the show of all the breed lists of all the breeders. So, or you can ring somebody like myself and get hold of a breed if I can help by wool.
Right. So, because it makes sense that, for example, somebody from Whangarei who's visiting Palmerston North at the time and goes along and has a look and think, oh, I might be interested in that. They're not going to want to have a bird from that they have to transport. So therefore they can find out.
They can contact somebody at Whangarei.
Right.
Okay. Some Whangarei people come to our show, actually.
So how important is lineage or heritage or whatever you like to call it in respect to show birds?
Oh, yeah, the breeding, is, you've got to be very careful with the breeding. So, you've got to study the standard really to know what to use, to how to breed them.
So what do judges look for?
They look for a type in the bird. It has to be a certain type, condition and colour. So it's got to conform to the standard as close as possible, and we've got a standard for every breed.
So, for example, well, we take a bantam. As far as I remember, the ones that I knew about were brown.
Buff beacons. They have feathers on their legs.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all in the standard, actually, but you've just got to talk to breeders or study the standard.
Is it possible to get albino birds as well? Are there such things?
Not really, no.
No?
No.
So that's interesting because a lot of animals there are.
There's white birds. There's a lot of white birds, but they don't have pink
eyes.
They're
not albinos.
No, they're not albinos.
So judges look for condition and if they actually fit the criteria for what that particular bird is meant to look like.
It's the type is so important. Type is overall the best, the biggest thing to look for.
Right.
But condition of the bird is also important.
So the categorised, so how are they categorised?
Each bird has its own class. Each bird in most colours will have their own separate class. So the black pecan will have a class, the blue one will have another class.
All right. So sometimes if there's only one in a category, that one obviously is the winner, but if it didn't come up to standard, would there be no prize or
the judge,
you're not sure?
It's up to the judge whether he awards the prize or not. It might not be good enough to get anything. It might even be disqualified if there's a problem with it.
So that's not in keeping with today's things where, you know, you just get a prize for entering.
Turning up, yes. Well, it's not quite like that. Most judges are pretty lenient, but
I think probably that, you know, unless you were a real rookie who didn't really know what they were doing, they wouldn't be entering anything that had no show of getting anywhere.
Sometimes you see the bird or two that shouldn't be there, but generally speaking, they're all up to a certain standard.
Could be there by accident, I suppose, by not malcontent or whatever. But, yeah. So do entry fees, are they standard across all things, or does it cost more for a bigger bird, for example?
No, all entry fees would be the same price.
So, and if you were entering several birds, there's an entry fee per bird?
Per bird, that's right.
All right, so how much is that likely to be?
Shows set their own entry fees. Generally, at the moment, they're around $4 per bird.
Right. Okay. So, and on show day, now you mentioned before to calm the birds down that you would give them their bath a couple of days beforehand, so you don't actually do anything on show day itself.
Well, yes, people put special things on combs to make them red and
all right,
rub them down with silk and do all sorts of things. I don't have time, so I just give them a bath a few days before, put them in the show.
Right, okay.
And they're fine. I still win.
So prize winners, what do you do? Do they go on so that next year obviously you can do several. Presumably they don't have all eight North Island shows on the same day or thereabouts, so I guess they're spread out throughout the year.
That's right. They're in the months of May, June and July, the shows.
All right.
But
okay.
The birds could win. The biggest thing a bird could win is be the best bird in the whole show.
All right. And then they can go on to the next year to enter?
They can go on next year, but they still just start from scratch again.
Right.
It mightn't be as good as the following year, the bird.
know whether they'd be a year older, but is yeah. there an age limit when they need to be retired or?
No, as long as the bird's in good condition, you can show at any age.
All right. So anything else in general that you'd like to add? We're almost out of time. Wow.
Well, just as I said, a lot of interest now, just right now, in people wanting to keep poultry in their backyard, mainly for eggs, I think, but they do like to have the pure breeds now.
All right. So that's good. And what piqued your interest initially? Because you said you'd been around for a long time.
I started when I was 12. My father used to show birds as well.
All right.
That's generally what happens, actually. The parents will show or start breeding or having some birds. So, yeah, I've been showing for a long, long time.
All right.
Running the show for 44 years.
Wow. And so how did the show come about?
Well, it started way back 118 years ago when people first
started to keep the birds.
Keep the birds they imported from England. And
all right. So, and the Manawatu one's been long for that long as well. Was that one of the first ones?
Yes, one of the first. 118 years we've been going.
Wow. And have you got any ideas that you might give up entering and go into judging?
I've been judging for years.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but my wife wants me to give up. She said this.
Yes, partners usually do, especially after that long number of years.
Oh, one of the problems is you've got to look after your birds, and if you want to go to a show, it's hard to travel away.
Right.
So you've got somebody to
the
look
ones
after
that
them.
You need, and so the wife does it for you. Oh, well.
No, she doesn't do it.
No, she doesn't, no.
But I have to find somebody, and it's not easy, so we don't travel a lot.
Right. So thank you very much for your time. So there you are, folks. If you're interested in pigeons and or poultry, get in touch with Ron on 3571268 and or is there a website you can go to, Ron? No.
Yeah, there is actually, but I can't tell you.
Oh, well, not to worry. I guess if you Googled poultry and pigeon or Manawatu Poultry and Pigeon Club, you might find something about
yes,
it.
Yes, cool. I think you will.
Lovely.
Facebook,
thank you very much.
Things, I don't have anything to do with Facebook.
Thank you very much again, Ron.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.